WHDD presents Susan Says.
Those of you who have listened before might know that I save the "oh, come on" commentaries for things that really, 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 and many more reallys piss me off. So here we go. I am beyond pissed. I am disgusted. I'm annoyed. I have had it. Enough, enough with this narcissistic orange piece of you-know-what who has been filling our media, our minds, and our stomachs with angst and bull since he announced traveling down that escalator preaching hate. Now he has succeeded in trolling the New York Attorney General's office, having people send poison, saying he was going to be arrested, muddying the water, stirring things up with the whole list of lies his MAGA morons believe and listen to. Only we all have to see it too. We have to see that ugly orange face, those pursed, pathetic lips, that hair. Isn't that enough? That should be enough to turn you off. He's going to be implicated in various crimes, more important than this first one probably, but the timing was such that, well, it came first. The city was paralyzed, traffic a mess, everything a mess because of him. And he's here again today for another charge, civil, not criminal, but constant charges, constant crimes. He's conning you people. He's lying. He has stolen money. He has attacked women. He has stolen more. He's been in our faces since God knows when. We need to stop it. I mean it. There is a theory of history that one man can change it. Good or evil, it's been true, but not to the extent this piece of you-know-what has done. Why? What is wrong with one-third of America? Inquiring minds want to know. He's a phony, a loser, and he's bankrupt his father's inheritance a zillion times. People, they should be running screaming. They should. What in the hell is wrong with America? The Kardashians are even better than this. I could go on, but it'll only aggravate me more. Hopefully by next week, something else will happen. Hello, January 26th. Maybe he'll be gone. Well, not gone, but on the way to jail. Please, God, in the meantime, let's find something else to concentrate on, can we? Bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.